48. All this time, all these years, all the moments he dared to let himself imagine this, and for a fraction of an instant, he thought it was all a big mistake. Her hair was dark and longer than he remembered. She was so much taller and thinner. Those once stocky limbs had lengthened and become lanky. Her cheeks had lost their plumpness, and her eyes had changed. He could see in them a wariness, a hurt. He couldn't equate this skinny young girl, dressed in an oversized hoodie, pajamas, and Ugg boots, with his chubby-cheeked, blonde-haired daughter. And then she spoke. "Daddy?" The years fell away, like a dam breaking. He surged forward and wrapped his arms around his daughter, ignoring the painful twinge from his stitches. She stiffened briefly, and then collapsed against him, her frail body surprisingly heavy. He held her as tightly as he dared, scared he might crush her with the strength of his emotions. 3 years. 3 years of searching for a ghost, and she had been brought back to him. His daughter, in his arms, real, substantial, alive. "Is he?" He buried his face in her hair, breathing it in. "I've been looking for you for so long. I've missed you so much. Have you seen me?" "Yes." And now he was never letting her go, lest she might disappear again, evaporate into thin air.
"Gabe?"
Another voice spoke softly. Reluctantly, he looked up over Izzy's head, and he realized it was the waitress, Katie. He barely recognized her. Her eyes were blackened and her nose was sore and swollen. She looked like she'd been in an accident. There were two other children with her, dressed in hoodies over pajamas, as if they had left their home in a rush. What was she doing here? How had she found Izzy?
"I know you have a lot of questions," she started to say, her voice thickened by her injured nose.
"What happened to your face?"
"Uncle Steve did it,"
the little girl piped up.
"He was Auntie Lou's boyfriend, but he was a bad man. He hurt Mummy."
"That's why we can't go home," the boy added.
"Because he might come back. We're on the run."
Gabe stared at the boy. He felt like his brain had gone into freefall, thoughts tumbling helplessly around his head.
"I don't understand any of this." "I know," Katie said. "And I promise I will tell you everything. Later. Right now, we need to get the children somewhere safe where no one will look for us."
He shook his head. "Right now, we need to go to the police."
"No."
Izzy pulled away from him.
"Izzy, the bad man will come back. He'll find us."
Her voice rose in panic.
"No." "Okay. Okay."
Gabe soothed his daughter.
"We won't do anything you don't want to."
He eased her back to him.
"I'm your daddy. I'll look after you now. I'll protect you from the bad man."
He glanced back at Katie. "Somewhere safe." He considered, and then found himself saying,
"I know a place.